Fierce Femme Media.
I like how she's just licking nothing. She's like licking the air. She's like,
yeah, and she can't hold her head up.
I kind of like I gave River his puppy shots yesterday, and he's like all lovey and tired. And I'm like, aww. You're drugged.
I love you when you're drugged.
You're not going to cry, are you?
Me?
No, Dempsey. She looks like she's going to cry again.
No, she's just so cute.
Look, I mean, there's no crying on the podcast.
Listen, cried the last time I was on here. I don't remember about what.
I haven't cried on an episode in a while. Are we doing this? Let's do this.
No.
Let's cry right now.
My uterus is trying to come out of my body.
I will cry.
Oh, my God.
You know what? If it comes out, we'll cry together with you.
No, we won't.
I'll tap my head if my uterus falls out so you can pause it.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the weekly wind down.
Holy shit.
I'm the pragmatic one. Obviously.
I got none of that.
I'm the reasonable, rational one.
Obviously. Oh, okay. Sure. Most of the time you are, but then when you're not, you're like 100% not. Like, it completely abandons you.
I know, but I can still be that way about other people. It's just like my own, something happens on the reflection.
Yeah.
It, like a That's prism. True. It just gets like,
yeah,
you know.
I'll validate that.
Reflections.
There you go.
I'm Jackie D, the literary lesbian.
I'm Stacy, the new age old school mom.
My mouth's full of cookie. I don't even care. I'm Stacy, the political princess. I'm having a hard day.
I'm Erin, the geeky gal pal.
Welcome to the shit show.
But listen, it's okay to not be okay sometimes.
It's okay to cry, even over things that you can't fucking change. P to the S.
I posted that cool thing today about don't throw away your crown because you didn't wash your hair.
It is okay to cry about things you can't change, but at some point you have to just be like, what am I going to do about it? There has to be a cutoff.
But sometimes you just need a good cry and you need to be weepy and embrace it, and then it's over and you're fine.
I'm not.
You're never
that way.
Upset for no reason, and you're you know what I should do? I should watch the. Mm-mm. You're not like, I need a good cry. I should put on the Notebook and just get it all out.
I never feel that. I'm not saying that I don't get cranky and irritable when when I'm stressed about something or, you know, whatever, and I get frustrated, but I don't ever have the urge to cry.
You don't ever get that I haven't been weepy in a while. I should
I
haven't been weepy in 39 years.
I don't have that urge. No.
Yeah, but I think you get frustrated and mad, not like you have an anger issue, but in place of being weepy, you're frustrated. Because I've seen you irritated and damn it, I'm so frustrated, in place of where I would just break down and cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I agree to that. But no, I'm not a crier is what I mean.
Well, maybe you just need to stop being frustrated and just get over it.
My favorite part is my wife, who is 100% a crier. I can't hold back at movies. Movies will get me like that. I always cry at movies for whatever reason. And she will have the fucking audacity to look over at me and be like, are you actually crying at this? And I'm like, whoo. Oh my God. You cried over a cookie last week. Don't worry about what I'm crying at. You didn't actually cry over a cookie. I was just throwing something out there. I just always think it's funny when she's like, oh my God, are you seriously crying? Because for whatever reason, Lex, who cries at everything, doesn't ever cry at movies.
That's surprising to me.
Yeah.
I do too. I cry at commercials.
I cry at everything.
like previews for TV shows.
100%.
I cried one time. I'm telling you, I cried one time. So you guys know how I feel about Dumbo.
Yes.
I went to Disneyland maybe the month before the live action Dumbo movie came out. And they had sometimes before you go into, so stupid.
I can't wait to hear this.
Great moments with Mr. Lincoln. In that area, they have, like, they'll put movie props sometimes, like, on display. Mm-hmm. And so they had, like, oh, a costume. And then they had a sculpture, like, one of the art pieces of Dumbo that they used. And I walked up and just immediately saw them.
I can't watch
just
that.
Just a fake Dumbo.
Yeah.
Dumbo.
I was with Tammy, and Tammy was like laughing at me. She had to walk away, and I'm like, like, I couldn't cry just thinking about it. It's so sad.
It is.
It is a sad one. Movie.
It's a sad movie, man.
Darth Fox and the Hound.
Oh gosh. Oh. Old Yeller.
Oh. I haven't watched that Yeller. Since I've had kids.
Yeah, I can't watch Old Yeller. Old Yeller makes me just on. Just bad.
My Marley dad was like, my like probably 4-year-old self was like, we got to watch Old Yeller. It's a classic. And afterwards I was like, why?
Why did you let me?
All of those. There's like, of course I love it because I feel like crying is so cathartic. But at California Adventure during World of Color, like the regular World of Color show, there is a moment when they go through like all of the saddest Disney moments.
Why?
And I don't know why they did this.
Why?
I don't know.
They want to make people cry.
It starts with Mufasa dying.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
And then it's like Bambi, Dumbo. And I just, me and my cousin, when we're both there, because we laugh that we're like twin cousins, we have to like cover our heads and turn away and stuff. Like, we can't watch it. It's so sad.
That's awful. I would be a mess.
Yeah.
I know. Especially the Mufasa thing. I just instantly like... Ugh.
Dumbo and Stepmom are the two movies that no matter how many times I've seen them, I will cry 100%.
Yeah. Mm. And the Family Stone is one of the ones for me.
I love the Family Stone. Yeah.
The Family Stone. Oh, you got to do that one too. You've never
seen it? Nope.
You want a good cry?
Oh my God, it's so good. Plus it has Rachel McAdams, so which makes everything like tenfold better all the time. Yeah.
And it's Diane Keaton.
And Diane Keaton, yeah.
And so I mean, and like the anxiety I feel for Sarah Jessica Parker during the entire movie is just like.
So I don't even like Sarah Jessica Parker, but that is one of the only movies that I'm like, I appreciate, because I feel like she was cast perfectly for the role, but I typically am not a fan of hers.
And her redemption arc is really, it's really good. Even though it's bad, it's really good. But yeah, I agree. Family Stone and One True Thing and Steel Magnolias. Those are my three movies. Doesn't matter when I watch it, what I could start in the middle. I can start almost toward the end and I will always cry. During
my fucking cat. Okay. Hold on. My cat, every time my basset hound goes to walk out of the office, shuts the door on her and then she cries. And then Briggs like pulls the door open after Bella lays back down. And then she walks back to get out and he closes the door again. So she can't get out. And it's the funniest fucking thing. I just had to go push him out of the way and let her out.
That is funny.
Sorry, go on.
Oh, I was just going to say, have you guys seen This Is Where We Leave You? Or This Is Where I Leave You? Is that what
you're
called?
Yes, I love that
Tina
movie.
Tina Fey. Oh, yes. Where they're like sitting Shiva.
Love that movie. It's
that's
such
another
a good movie.
One that's so good. It's got Jason Bateman and
Adam Driver,
who is Adam Driver simultaneously unattractive and attractive?
I don't know. I don't know.
Jeremy Renner is the same way.
I would agree with you.
I don't know what those are.
You know who Jeremy Renner is? He's on a lot of military action movies.
Oh, well, I have to see a picture.
He's Hawkeye.
Adam Driver is Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I'm sorry we didn't use their formal Star Wars and Marvel name.
Well, I appreciate it if you would from now on.
Well, Jeremy Renner, I think what I love so much about Jeremy Renner in particular is that he so perfectly fits into every character he's in. It doesn't matter what he does. He's just like, when he was in the Hurt Locker, he was that character. Like, it was hard to see him in anything else after that. But then it was easy because he just blends right into his character. So
he can do funny and serious.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see Tag with him?
Yes.
That was
so funny.
It's funny.
It's corny funny.
Yeah. It's like stupid. Yeah. Corny funny. That's a perfect way to describe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you guys see those six people that got arrested for changing the Hollywood sign from Hollywood to Hollyboob?
Hollyboobs?
No, but no. That's hilarious.
No, it was a YouTube thing, right?
I don't know what. I mean, it came from Shag Mag, so like, I don't know. But the lady who was interviewed for it, Julia Rose, I think she like runs Shag Mag. She said, and I'm quoting here directly, so don't come at me over my grammatical errors here. My product is nearly identical to that of Playboy's, and my content may even be considered safer. May even be considered safer than what Playboy's has been allowed to publish on your platform. Like, what?
I feel like changing the Hollywood sign is like a, it's like senior prank tradition,
right?
Yeah. Like, do you remember when they changed it to Hollyweed when like weed was like a big thing? Yeah.
But her picture like is her with like flipping off the camera and like her tongue sticking out, and I was just like,
wait,
oh my God,
you mean
this
Marjorie
like-
Taylor Greene?
I know. I was like, are we talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene?
It's just, she just reminds me when I look at her of like every bad decision I've made with a female at any time.
In one picture.
I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She just looks like she's going to break your heart and ruin your credit score.
That's exactly
right. So she's
hot. I mean, yeah.
Is she hot?
She runs a magazine called Shag Mag. Of course she's hot, but right. I don't know, like...
It's the hot, crazy matrix thing.
Is there depth to her? I don't know.
Not grammatically.
Yeah, it was a... Did you guys hear about that guy who hid in the Chicago O'Hare Airport for 3 months?
No, but that sounds fun.
Like that movie Terminal?
Yeah!
That movie's so good. Did But it was because he was afraid to fly because
of COVID. Well,
it's because 3 months.
So he lived in the airport for 3 months, you know, where there's no germs.
Right. I know. Well, and he got a security guy's like pass thing, like their scanner, like badge to get through. So he was actually living in the restricted area of the Chicago O'Hare Airport, not wanting to fly back to California for 90 days.
I feel like that's resilience, man. Chicago O'Hare is a fucking...
Well, I mean, at that point, you could have walked home. Like, yeah. 90 days?
That's, in, yeah. Like, especially in that, like, bubble of, like, germs, you would think he'd be more afraid of catching it there.
Right.
That's how are they not seeing him over and over again on cameras? Like, how does someone get away
think about
with
how many millions of people go through there.
Yeah, I guess.
Think about all the money he fucking spent on food. Airport.
No, he just, he survived off people giving him food.
Oh, my God. This is, I don't
see, and nobody said like, hey, you guys have like a panhandler person in the airport.
No, I think he was just like, because Chicago's... he was back there pretending he was an employee. He'd just be like, hey, you going to finish that? Like, I forgot my lunch or whatever today. And someone would be like, oh yeah, you can have, I'm assuming here. That's what I would assume would happen.
Well, right.
They have a badge on.
Even if he was a homeless person in the airport though, Chicago's notorious for having homeless people in their airports. It's really bad.
But he was in the secured area where the employees go.
But I'm sure he was out in the normal area too. At some point,
I didn't follow him.
Right? Like, I would love to hear this man's story.
Can
Let's
get
him on the
to,
podcast.
Like, the... Can you get to the area that has like the restaurants and bathrooms and stuff without a boarding pass?
Well,
or did he get in
pass?
Because he had a boarding pass?
He had one and then just was afraid to fly.
And then never left.
And then he lifted a swipey card and then
lifted it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're using the lingo.
You know.
Wow. Interesting.
My next gig is gonna be at that fucking TPA, Tampa International. Here I come. You know, I mean,
that's a cool like party story. That guy's got a story forever now. Where he'd be like, guess what I did?
Did I ever tell you about the 3 months I lived in Chicago O'Hare and everyone would be like, I'm sorry, what?
What?
Why? I thought you read like an article.
You asked me the same questions my wife does when I'm like, oh, I talked to so-and-so and they're like, well, did you ask him about, I don't know what they were fighting with their girlfriend about? And I'm like, why would I ask him that? I don't know. We didn't hear it. Like, I don't know what you, I don't know what you're talking about. Normally, how could you talk to them and not ask them? I don't know. I just,
it was normally just I don't article. Ask questions, but I just felt like there had to have been some more details in this.
That's all I shared with you. Now you know everything that I know.
Awesome. Awesome.
We didn't talk about what we're drinking, and I'm excited for mine. So we should do that.
Okay, I'm drinking the same champagne I drank last week because, as I told everyone, I got the twofer, BevMo 5 cent sale. It's that Navigator sparkling wine, Brut, produced in France. It's still excellent. I should have bought more.
Like not sweet because I'm always
it's not sweet. It's
on the search for not sweet champagnes.
It's not sweet. It's really that good. So and it doesn't cool. give you that, you know how some champagne gives you like that kind of acidy, bubbly, like heartburn thing? Yeah. This one 100% does not.
Oh, that's like my least favorite thing about champagne.
Champagne just gives me happiness.
As long as it's not sweet. Like it has to
be. Yeah, it's not sweet. Dry. You're thinking of like Prosecco.
Ugh. Prosecco.
You uncultured didn't have any swine.
Sorry,
I don't have any wine in the house, which is super weird, but I haven't left the house in a while. So I got these little Buzz Box adult like juice boxes. Ooh. And they're fantastic. So this
is it like a Buzz Ball?
It like has it's a cardboard box just like a juice box.
Oh, it's an eco-friendly Buzz Ball.
The little straw on stuck to the side that you have to like rip off and stick in the top. I got the Long Island, so it says, listen to this. I'm going to be tipsy by the end of this. Premium vodka, imported rum, American gin, and handcrafted triple sec with natural tea and natural flavors, 14% alcohol.
Oof.
Dang.
Yeah.
You know, I always peg the Buzzball people for being like an eco-conscious crowd, so I'm glad they've made the leap.
Yeah. These are cute, especially like if you have to like, you know, if you're going on a picnic or have to pack in little juice boxes.
Yeah, if you need to get drunk on the go.
Yeah, that's a good amount.
If you need to give it to your kids so they'll pass out on the car ride, don't want to get pulled over, done and done.
Wasn't going that far, but all right.
Do you guys remember? I remember like somewhere in the Bay Area, like I was probably in high school or something, but some school served fermented apple juice. Like it was just hella bad. And the kids were like, all kind of tipsy.
Oh no.
Oof.
Yeah.
What a fun day at school. That's a good party story too.
Yeah, right? I know.
Remember the time when I was seven? We were seven and we got drunk. That would be awesome.
All right, we're gonna skip Stacy because she's drinking tea. No one cares. Erin, what are you drinking?
I'm having tea.
I am drinking Oh So Rosé. It's
your Midwest accent just kills things sometimes.
What am I supposed to fucking say it as?
I don't know.
Oh, so rosé. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Can you say it like better. That every time?
Oh, okay. I will.
We'll make and a meme out of you.
You know what?
Yeah. A little meme.
Fuck you, chicken strips. This is, it says the internet's favorite.
Is that a screw top?
Yeah.
Most rosés are very classy.
I'm very classy.
Keeping it classy this week.
Most rosés are screw tops.
Right. And it says it's tasty, like, you know, the tasty
thing.
Oh,
well, good.
Oh, yeah. It's like verified by the tasty website.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's honestly, it tastes like juice. I don't think there's any alcohol in it. I've bought it in the alcohol
You need
section.
To put it in one of Stacy's boxes.
Right? Well, what like percentage is it on the side? I hate when I get something good and it's like 4%.
12.5. You're like, oh. It's 12.5, but... Oh. I mean, I'm used to drinking vodka.
Right.
I told Jackie earlier this week, I was like, I'm getting drunk on the podcast. And then I was like, maybe I should back her down.
I was like,
bit.
Or like, what?
I know. Shocking. Oh my God, you guys. So I have to tell you this before we move on. So you guys remember when we talked about Britney Spears like forever ago?
Yes.
Oh, I love that story.
Okay. So one of our listeners... tagged me in a Britney Spears story on Twitter, and I was like, I'm like confused why you're tagged. I'm like excited you remember, like, or that you're like tagging me and that it made you think of me, but like also why? And she's like, because you guys talked about it on the podcast. I was like, you know what, I drink a lot on the podcast, also, so like I don't
that
remember
that seems
everything.
Like it was like 7 years ago.
It's really recent because it was TikTok.
Yeah, I remember, like, no, Matt, when she said that, like, I was like, oh my God. Yeah. And she was like trapped in her house and everything. I was like, I remember now. I was like, thank you for being my memory, Wendy. Like, oh my God. I felt like such a fucking idiot because I was like, why are you tagging me in this? She's like, because you fucking.
Because you spent 47 minutes talking about it one week.
Right? Like, oh my God. I'm, you know, by that time, 12 minutes in, 47 minutes later, I'm done.
Oh, I meant just you spent 47 minutes talking about it. Not even us. Yeah.
On a related note, though, my mom, I got my uncle a Jeopardy calendar, like a question a day, and you keep track and you do wages and like whatever calendar for Christmas. So my mom got one, and then I'm getting my brother one for his birthday so that they can all play and keep track and like go against each other. And my mom was all excited because she knew one of the Taylor Swift questions, like that one of the answers from listening to the podcast, and I was like, what?
You're welcome.
Yep.
I hope she wagered big. I hope she wagered big.
We should talk about Taylor Swift's big lawsuit.
What lawsuit?
She's being sued by an amusement park.
Oh, that's right. The Evermore Amusement Park. Get out of here.
I know.
Get the fuck out of here, amusement park. Nobody's so coming stupid. To you anymore. They're just listening to
you. Can't swizzle. Trademark like a common word. Yeah.
Right.
Like that's not a thing. Like otherwise I'm taking kafefi. Like, no, you can't.
Right.
It's not a thing you can do.
Like, I go to a lot of amusement parks. I mean, not really. I just go to the Disney ones. But, like, that's a bad name for an amusement park.
Right? Because like, the first thing you think of is, like, Edgar Allan Poe. Like, you're going to get murdered.
I think of very, or ethereal kind of whatever. Not, like, roller coasters and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Right.
I agree.
Time to reevaluate the business plan.
Where is it at?
It doesn't matter. No one gives a shit. They're just trying to shake Taylor Swift down.
I just have more questions.
Also, like, Disney parks are the only ones that count. So, like, that answers your question. But it is in
Utah, Pleasant Grove, Utah.
Oh, see, no one cares, Utah. Let it go.
Utah. Ugh.
And they're a little late to it, right? Like Evermore's been out for a minute and all of a sudden someone was like,
that's like,
hey.
Not even the newest, like,
no.
I don't know. I just am.
What is wrong with people? People just want to make the quick buck. Yep. Like, they're like, let's sue this superstar because she named her album.
I do think that small clothing company that talked to her about Folklore, because she used almost the same font and kind of the same way it was written. Sure. I thought that was legit, even though Taylor said it wasn't intentional and I don't have any reason.
Right.
And she paid her
but I feel like that would only boost sales.
Right. And right. All she was saying was, hey, you used my font and like how I write things. So
yeah,
right. Which somebody could have seen and then just been inspired by. You don't remember, whatever. But like, yeah, their big thing is now when you search
the word
Evermore, they're not the number one Google search result.
Oh, they weren't the number one Google search.
I can't believe that. Right.
Like who? Dickinson and Edgar Allan Poe would have 100% come up before you.
Right,
Bill Utah.
Like, who the fuck, who even says, like, I would like to go to an amusement park called Evermore. Let's see if there's one like that. No, fuck you. Like get out of here, Utah.
It's probably, like, our Sacramento's, like, fairy tale town.
Yeah, that
where no it's not.
Except that it, people who live there.
They call it a theme park, but it's just like some slides and like it's a jungle gym that kind of has some fairy tale stuff.
You go there and there's just one crow that you can sit on and rock back and forth.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Hold on.
Oh, it gets
Evermore.
Better.
Ready? Choose your own adventure.
Oh, Jesus.
Evermore is a world of play for all ages, immersed in a fantasy European Hamlet of imagination. Choose to join the knights, Blackheart hunters, or rangers of the Red Fletch on a guild quest. Engage with baby dragons. create fanciful music with dwarves and fairies.
I can see where you get that in Taylor Swift's new album mixed up.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. Yeah. Or just sit also, back and enjoy savory food and treats as the world unfolds.
I bet you they serve you. Those whole turkey legs there, though.
Oh, for sure.
I bet it's just
and probably
LARP.
Like a long sausage.
It's just where LARPers go,
but
right?
But also, like, a who long wants to pack a bunch of these BuzzBox juice boxes and go, because that sounds kind of fun.
Let's go, Evermore.
100% dressed like Daenerys.
Yeah,
and like hold a little dragon. And yes. Where are we going on a road trip?
We're going. It's right there.
I
can't even imagine the amount of pee stops that would have to happen if all of us were in a car together.
I'll
and I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed the whole time.
Yeah,
we wouldn't be because we'd be peeing. Hey.
Oh my god! When we drove to Vegas once, Cassie and I thought it would be like a really good idea to drink in the backseat of the car while we drove there, and she had to pull over to pee like every 15 minutes because we drank like 4 beers.
But
that's a seal.
On like a good note, we got to stop and see every little weird yeah. like site there was to see, like Route 66 and like that old 50s diner with the turtles and like
the dinosaurs.
The dinosaur. We got to see some cool sights because we pulled over every 15 minutes to pee.
I did drive back the whole time, so.
Yeah. You took one for the hungover team.
Stacey, is there more?
There's more. Get ready. Hold on. Well, first of all, I have a petty idea where we go head-to-toe Taylor Swift merch.
And then we like only mistook it for like a Taylor
Swift. We like only speak in song lyrics.
They'd be like, these dumbasses.
Okay, but listen. We can go. We can eat at the Kettle Cafe in Mercantile.
Oh. Okay.
We could go to the Barter's Post West. And
I don't
then
know what
we
any
watch,
of those words mean.
We get to watch the Reptile and Bird Show, Wings of Evermore.
I'm down. I'm so excited.
At the Nodding Glass House. There's a chapel, so.
I can't wait to be included
in case
all
you need
a, maybe I need a fella. We can go to Drakenhaven.
I'm never going to let you date someone that wants to be referred to as your fella.
That's who you would meet at Evermore, a fella.
Yeah, right. Or a lad.
Ooh, we can ride the Evermore Express at the Old Town train station. Old and town both have E's on me.
I was just going to say, is it like oldie townie?
Yes, it is the oldie townie. And honestly, Drakenhaven, I just read as Drunkenhaven, and I'm assuming because it's in Utah, probably not. But like for us,
they drink.
You'd be going to Drunkenhaven.
I think they stop you at the border of Utah and check for alcohol.
They probably do.
Well, I'm just kidding.
We're clever.
I've been there a couple times. I've been to the old SLUT. That's the Salt Lake.
Listen,
City,
if I can
Utah.
Finally go away on a trip with my girlfriends, we're not going to Utah. I'm telling you that right
now. No, we
now.
Are. We're going to go.
It's got Evermore. It's got Evermore. It's got Mormons. It's got everything.
Right. We're going to the Drust Highlands. We're going to stop by the Burrows and watch the acting troupe.
None of that makes any sense when you lump those words together.
Does troupe have an E on it too?
Of course it does.
We can go to the Fallen Altar Ruins. There's an axe throwing field.
Okay, I might be there.
Okay, I'm using the term amusement park real loosely here.
What about bow and arrows? Is there that? Is this like a Renaissance type thing?
It does seem as though it is because there are roaming bards.
Do you think there's blood sausage?
You know what's funny? Whenever someone passes behind Stacey, because her like Zoom is always a little bit glitched, it always looks like a ghost going by because it's just a blur.
I thought you were talking about me for a second, and I was like, no one should be going behind me.
So whenever one of her daughters passes, especially because they're like super skinny, because you know they're teenagers, it just looks like a ghost passing.
They
have functioning metabolism,
right?
Still.
Yeah, they haven't reached the ripe age of 40.
They haven't started drinking.
I don't know where my metabolism.
I had to put
went.
My kid on Pediasure because she has to gain 10 pounds by March because she's according to the pediatrician. So now she drinks like 3 Pediasures a day.
Oh my God. She's like a 8-year-old. Yeah.
Remember when my stomach didn't work and Jax came to visit, we went to your house and I showed up with like my case of
insurance. She was
like, Grandma,
real party.
Stacey's here.
Did you just put some vodka in it and just call it like a mudslide?
Chocolate.
You get the kid one, the Pediasure one, you get like s'mores and like all the cool, like, yeah.
So you should have been on the kitty one.
Let me tell you how I've gained weight.
Right? Diet of vodka, cookies,
wine, Taco Bell, a little McDonald's here and there. You know what?
It's what are you gonna do?
Tell me why today when I was like, I'm getting Taco Bell for lunch, that I was like, in my mind, I was rationalizing it like I was pregnant just because of my period. Like, the baby wants to talk. Like, my uterus wants
my period.
No, I think that is legit. Legit. I eat garbage when I'm on my, because I deserve it when I'm on my period.
To be completely honest.
And I haven't done that. Like, I've been dieting since like August. I could count on my hand the number of like bad cheat things days, I've had. Yeah. And today I was literally just like, oh, I'm gonna have Taco Bell.
Yeah.
One of the things I really like about Noom is that it really conditions you to like not ever feel bad about those times when you're like, I'm just having this craving.
That's how mine is too.
My uterus.
Yeah. It's like everybody has times when they just need whatever. Like, and it's not that like they're like cookies. It's not that cookies taste better than anything else. It's just
your body needs it. Right. I think too, my body, like for whatever reason, there's something, I don't know if it needed fat, it needed whatever.
Nacho fries.
There was something in the nacho fries that my body was like, we need that. It's like, you know, when pregnant women have pica and they like eat salt and dirt and stuff because they're low in iron. I was like,
did
low
you say
in
dirt?
Yeah.
I did that.
It's a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, my uterus was like, hey, we're low in nacho fries.
Ding, 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 ding.
I should have nacho fries. Like a section every podcast where I say what I learned on TikTok this week, because you know what I learned on TikTok this week? Speaking of McDonald's, you can go to McDonald's and order a sheet cake, an entire sheet cake, and they just have them frozen in the back for when they used to do kids parties. Like heard somebody in the comments said it's only the places that have play place. At the McDonald's, because that's where they host parties. But you can go up and it's like $17 and it's a full sheet cake with Ronald McDonald on it. Yeah.
Wow. Sign me up.
Yeah, right?
I would love to give that to Gail for Valentine's Day.
I need to go.
I don't know why. I just think it would be
it's
funny.
A real panty dropper there. You know,
she'd probably make
you
me
move
out.
You know it says Valentine's Day? Ronald McDonald.
Right? And that, it looks so like 80s nostalgic because it's like
that's
this,
so
like,
cool.
Fresh, like, well, it's probably not. It's probably like a printout, but it's the old school Ronald McDonald on a cake. Like with his
That's cute.
Yeah. Oh, when I was a kid, speaking of McDonald's, the one that we used to go
85
to
85 years ago,
before they were even had McDonald's.
Oh my God!
I'm telling a story. You zip your lips.
In the 1900s, when you were a child.
Oh my God! Literally. Oh my God! That makes me want to vomit.
It's been
84 years ago. There was this McDonald's that my mom used to take me to, and it didn't have a play place inside. It had a play place outside. And there was a like Hamburglar thing where you could like climb up into it.
The cage.
And I got stuck in there because I was a heavy child. And I got stuck in there and my mom had to like call my dad to come help pull me out of it.
I got stuck in a Taco Bell bathroom when I was kid. That was like traumatizing.
I did not need to eat Ensure as a child.
We were on like a road trip and we had to stop and I had to go to the bathroom. I feel like it was a Taco Bell, something like that. And you needed a coin to get into the bathroom. And apparently you needed a coin to get out of the bathroom too. And nobody gave me one. And I was
Why
in there.
Why did you need
and
one
I was
to get out?
I don't know. What a flawed system, right?
That's
and
weird.
I was like, little That's and I remember like up. I had to poop and I was a kid and it was like a bathroom and the whole thing, so my mom kept checking on me like, are you okay, well yeah, and I was in there forever. That by the time she came back to check and see if I was okay again, I was like in tears and I couldn't get out.
You were like 10 years old by that time.
It was last week. We got it back last week. It's fine
I've been here.
McDonald's during the 1989 earthquake.
Oh my God.
The play place, like old school, like 80s McDonald's. Yeah, I totally remember it.
That's you want to know what's crazy about that? I remember that. And it was 3 days after my third birthday. That's my first memory. Was wow. that earthquake?
Oh my God, I'm so old.
I was in fourth grade. Yeah.
I was nine.
I was three. You were in eighth grade in 1989.
Fourth.
You were in fourth grade in 1989.
I feel like I was.
I would have been eight.
When did you graduate, Jackie?
99.
And same. So we would have been in the same grade.
Yeah, I guess you're. Okay, anyway.
I was the old yeah. balls in the class.
Would have been nine because it was in October.
Yeah. Yeah. It was 3 days after my third birthday. And it was just me and my mom at home because my brothers and my dad had gone to the neighbors to watch the World Series. And I remember she was rocking me in a rocking chair. And I like remember that. I remember the TV going blank. And then she took me and we went into a door jam and she was like covering me. And then she broke her elbow. She had to go to the hospital. She was like hospitalized from the, or not hospitalized, but like is one of the people that was like, you know, injured in it. Cause we lived in Fremont at the time. So we were like right on, yeah, like right in all it. Of it. Yeah. But that's my very first memory. I like to say I was like shaken into consciousness.
I'm curious what people that live in other states are scared of. You know, like a lot of people say, wow, you live in California. Aren't you like terrified of the earthquakes?
All
like,
the time.
What?
I would never say that.
Are people so scared of? What do they think is going to happen?
Well, when I was living in Pennsylvania and anyone found out I was from California, they'd be like, oh my God, earthquakes. And it's because they're not frequent in other places. So the only time they see them in Pennsylvania is when we have like the 1989 earthquake and everything falls down. They don't realize that, yeah, we have like 50 earthquakes a day. Like
it's right. Not- and even when you notice them, it's just like, this is how it goes. You go and you turn to the person next to you and you're like, did you,
was that an earthquake? Yeah.
And then you go online and you're like, people are like, did you feel that? Was that an earthquake? And that's like,
well, what they don't realize is, and when I tell them, the whole state's built for them. Like they build our houses for them. They build our bridges for them. They even are like water heaters are attached with earthquakes. Like nothing. And I'm not saying nothing will fall in California when there's a like a big, big, big earthquake, but those only happen once every like several decades. And I would rather have that than tornadoes every year or hurricanes every year or like.
Right. The people that say, aren't you afraid of earthquakes? I'm like, you live in like a tsunami area or a hurricane area or a tornado area where are you even
here? I'm more afraid of wildfires here than I am of earthquakes. Me too. Like, that's been a way bigger issue.
That would be the thing I would be afraid of in California. Like earthquakes, man.
Yeah.
But like hurricanes, like I obviously had not lived through a hurricane until I moved here. I had numerous tornado warnings and seen them and everything else living in Northwest Indiana. But living here when Irma came through, that was the first time I'd ever been like legitimately scared because like for every spaghetti model they showed was like, it was going up, you know, the East Coast.
Spaghetti?
It was spaghetti. Okay. So like, there's this thing that like that Noah does, it's called spaghetti models. There's all these different like, I guess
Noah?
Like,
like of the Ark?
Oh my God. You're being serious? NOAA. It's like the Northern, what is it called? What is it? I don't even know.
It's the like weather tracker.
It's like the weather. Yeah. It's like the weather.
I've literally never heard of
that. Oh my God. Okay. So like whenever there's a hurricane that's going to like hit the United States of America, there is these are these
so
things.
So formal.
I just want to make sure everybody knows what I'm talking about.
You're not on a first name basis with the country yet.
The old U.S. of America.
Because we talk about Evermore too much. You're so formal. Ye oldie.
Ye oldie United States of America. Yeah, like, so there's this thing that happens where all these different, like, weather reporting sources do these models of, like, based on XYZ, wind speed, water temperature, da-da-da-da. These are the models. So there's all these different spaghetti models, and it literally looks like spaghetti. Like, it shows you, like, these lines of
I think the only reason I know about this is because I lived on the East Coast.
Yeah, I've never heard of this in my lifetime.
No, I mean, it's no big deal. I'm not like, oh my God, you idiot. But like,
a little like that.
No, but I did not realize, because like living in Northwest Indiana, we got hit by a lot of hurricane activity as far as like the leftover stuff. Mm-hmm. you know, like the leftover storm water, like storm.
Get to the point.
Like the water and stuff. Right. The water. I mean the rain. The rain. called the rain the water.
You called the rain the water. So anyway, are you drunk? You're drinking tea. What the fuck? So anyway, so
I don't know. It's fermented.
These spaghetti models, like we're showing it all going up the East Coast, and there was literally one model showed it coming into Tampa. And I was like,
that's not the one you fixated on. I find that hard.
It is the one I was like, you guys, we got to get out of here. We got to fucking leave. We got to leave. If it's going to hit us, it's going to be a fucking cat five. This is going to be big. We got to get the fuck out of here. We're not in a floodplain where we live, but still, it's just like, we got to get out. Right. We got to get out. I was freaking out, freak. And there, Gail's like, it's fine. Everything's fine. It's not even going to hit us. I was like, there's one that's going to hit us. I'm telling you right now, that's my fucking luck.
I saw the spaghetti.
That spaghetti's going to hit us.
We're on the meatball.
We're going to get hit by that it's fucking meatball. It's
cloudy with a chance of meatball.
It was literally me. Seriously. And I was like freaking out. So then all of a sudden it switched courses and it was going to hit us. And I was like, fuck. So 3 days before it, we're like preparing. We're putting, you know, obviously plywood on the windows, da 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 da. And
I remember you bought snacks.
We bought a lot of snacks. I don't even think I knew you then.
No, you're thinking this of the was not other that one. Long ago. You were...
No, that's a different one. Yeah, sorry.
I remember you guys buying hurricane snacks.
Yeah, we were, because we were like prepared for another one to possibly hit. But either way, sorry, okay. Jackie. Sorry, God. So anyway, oh my God, no one cares. Everybody loves us. They love to hear us talk. So anyways, so we're putting all this stuff on it. And I remember vividly, like, this is the thing that like shocks me about hurricanes is that it's like the impending doom of it, because you know it's coming. But it's like out there and you don't know, you know when, but to a certain degree,
you don't know like how bad.
Yeah. So it was just like, I remember letting Hannah out one night. It was like one or two days before. And it was like getting windy, you know? And I was just like, oh my God. And like, I was outside and it was just so creepy. This like feeling that like this hurricane was going to smash into us. And that is why I fucking hate Florida and I would move in a heartbeat.
We took a fucking scenic route on that one.
You know what? I had to explain spaghetti models and Noah. Like, that's a lot. That's a lot, Jackie. Well, come on.
But I think that's a good point though, because with earthquake, there's no like, oh, we're
gonna yeah, it just happens.
Wait right. for the earthquake. It just happens. Well, although I will tell you,
even with a tornado, like, you know, to a certain degree, but like 9 times out of 10, it's like, it's just going to fucking hit and you get.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I learned when I was studying tornadoes by watching Twister.
I was just when Helen Hunt was.
Getting your master's degree in Twister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but you know what's funny? You know what's like the most disorienting thing that's ever happened to me in my life? I was in Toontown during an earthquake.
That sounds
and that shit will cool. mess with your equilibrium.
Yeah
because it's already everything's like wonky and wavy and like,
well, it's funny because like the people in Pennsylvania were terrified of earthquakes, but they've started doing so much fracking there that now
they're gonna get some soon.
Well, they're actually getting earthquakes now, same with Oklahoma, where they're getting like an 300 earthquakes a year there now. And I used to tell people, I'm like, you guys don't realize your state's not built for it. Like all these buildings that you're real proud of that are from like 1745, they're gonna be gone unless you start prepping.
Like,
oh, fracking's completely safe. And I'm like, okay, stand by. Like literally it would take something over like a 7 to really hurt where we live. Mm-hmm. It would take like a 4 there because of how things
are. Which are the ones we get like relatively frequently.
Where you how don't often do does California get earthquakes? Like
there's like 150 fault lines constantly.
Yeah. Literally constantly.
Like my house,
if I were to look,
my house is built on a suspension foundation, which means it has tension wires pulled under it. So if there's an earthquake, it actually shifts with it. So to reduce damage, we get. Because, well, where we live in the Bay Area too, we live real close to several faults. So the earth is constantly shifting around here. But don't listen to anybody. You don't even really feel it unless it's above like a 3.5.
Well, I mean, in Colorado, yeah. where I lived in Colorado, like we used to get earthquakes frequently. Mm-hmm. Like, and we obviously a few states away from
nine times out of 10, so. The worst damage you're going to get is a picture is going to fall down off the wall. Like that's well, the extent of it.
Remember a couple years ago, there was like a really, really big one in Southern California.
Yeah.
Like a really big one, and we felt it here. I mean, to the point where people down in Southern California had videos of their like pools just like sloshing out, like and losing all their water. We felt it, but it was really like we heard the wine glasses jingling, and me and Emily looked at each other, and I was like,
"Drink some wine."
That earthquake, and I looked at my glass, and whatever I was drinking was moving, and I was like, "Oh, that was an earthquake."
It's either an earthquake or a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Hey.
Right. The weirdest ones too are like I felt ones like while I'm sleeping, and like there was one that I felt, and we were living here, so it was in the last couple years, and it felt like there was someone under my bed that like shook it like that, and I was like,
"How do you know that's not what happened? Did you check on the
The Google machine.
Did you check? Oh, okay.
Because you go on Facebook check and everybody's like, did you feel that? Was that an earthquake? Like,
so
let me just put that in my phone.
Before we go into what we're obsessed with this week, I did want to ask real quick, because I got an email while we were sitting here. So we're only going to take like 3 minutes.
Hold on 1 second. Our most recent earthquake was at 1:06 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't feel it.
Yeah, me neither.
What do we think of Marjorie Taylor Greene's apology?
So glad bullshit. Someone asked about bullshit.
We're cutting it short though. Real
okay, okay, that's my whole answer. Okay. Bullshit. Yeah.
She's not sincere at all. She's a fucking liar. Hack. She is like, listen to her today. Like going on. I was so freed by my ability to get up there and free speak.
Oh, Aaron just got into character. She straightened her shoulders. She leaned back. She did.
It was a whole thing.
I mean, if I could like make my teeth look like Marjorie Taylor Greene's with her weird lip, like I would have done it. But like, she is the epitome of a Trumper. Like she is a Trumper.
She's a
like,
QAnoner too. That's even worse than a Trumper. Like,
right.
That's-
Right. Well, like, and it's, she it's like when she everything. Was like, I believe 9/11 happened, like, right. But the thing you said you didn't think happened was that a plane flew into the Pentagon.
Right.
So like,
right.
Yeah. Everyone knows 9/11 happened. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Like, but can we just talk about Steny Hoyer and the lack of chill and how great that was with the big poster board of the picture she posted of her holding a gun?
Oh my God. That was fantastic. Yeah.
Oh my, just walking around with it.
Yeah.
I was like, what is happening? And that was like the day after Nancy Pelosi's
put the cue after Kevin put McCarthy's
the cue. Yeah.
Let's talk about Nancy Pelosi for 2 seconds.
Hold on, to answer our listener's question.
She didn't apologize for anything.
She sounded like every person that's ever been caught doing anything they knew they weren't supposed to be doing. Like she tried putting, she said, the only thing I'm sorry for is that I was allowed to believe that as if the information is not at everyone's disposal, if you're willing to step outside of what is being fed to you, like
white fucking bubble.
Well, not even the, I mean, yes, it is the like Venn diagram of that is a circle of QAnon and like, but the whole idea that even when she was supposed to be taking responsibility for and apologizing, she still had the audacity to not take full responsibility and to say, I was allowed to believe. No one allows you to believe anything. You
believe
make an active choice. And that's when because I am for people coming to the, I don't want to start demonizing people who have woken up out of QAnon and say that, no, fuck you. You should have seen it before. Right. I don't want to be like that. Cause I legitimately think it's a cult.
Right.
But she still wasn't taking responsibility for it. Like that's when I was like, fuck you.
She would harass David Hogg again because he's an adult. Which, by the way, did you see that he's starting a pillow company?
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes. I saw that too.
I love it so much.
Let's talk about though how she fucking brought up how she was in some classroom when some guy held her school hostage. Like, So that happened to you, and you have the audacity to turn around and belittle somebody and who say lived
Sandy Hook
it?
Wasn't real.
Like, and, yeah. it just blows my mind the audacity that this woman has.
Well,
and then to turn around and then like go out in public and be like, the Republican Party is the Trump Party, and Trump is still the leader. Yada yada yada. I just want to be like, look, lady, you deserve everything that's coming to you.
Well, the absolutely disgusting nature to stand up and publicly say, tell a group of parents that lost children who were in the first grade. I'm talking about babies. Like, I don't care who your parents are. No child of that age has any, every one of them is a tragic fucking loss. Like, right. Children of that age is horrific. Right. And to stand there and tell their parents, I don't believe that actually happened to you and that you're all actors, is so, that's a level of disgusting that I'm not even being hyperbolic. I can't even wrap my head around it. Cause I'll tell you what, if that happened to me and my child, if something happened to my child in the school shooting and someone told me that I was being an actor about it, I would.
I'd ask my friends all know over their face.
My fucking mind. I mean that however you're so taking red. That to what I would do. Yeah. Yes, yeah. I would do that. I would hunt her down. So, oh my God. I can't even.
Bottom line, she's a human garbage.
Baby.
Human piece of garbage. I'm glad she got removed from all of her committees.
She needs to be fired.
Needs to be fired, period. She needs to get the fuck out.
Taken out.
Yeah.
So that's what we think about. Yeah. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I don't. She
stop
could have
calling
seriously,
her MTJ by the, or MTG by the way too. She hasn't earned that fucking honor.
No. And P.S. I literally don't care if she would have gotten up there and said I'm sorry. For her to turn around and then today do what she did,
mm-hmm.
like I just feel like you can say sorry in one breath and then turn around and say everything against your apology. And never say, I wasn't sorry before, but like turn around. She's just, mm-hmm. she's like, a piece of trash.
Do you guys follow that like Dave Wasserman or Weisserman on Twitter?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
The one who used to be a Trump supporter and is now a liberal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like he's legitimately like, wow, what the fuck was I thinking? This is horrific.
Yeah.
Right. I can't believe I fell for this. And doesn't he just look healthier too, by the way? Like he just looks better.
Also, if you're looking for a laugh, go watch Randy Rainbow's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I haven't watched it yet. I need to. Oh my God. And the plastics
Blair. Go watch Blair.
Supposed to be your daughter.
Oh my God, their daughter one. I can't handle how fucking.
Have you seen the one
is.
That she did recently about like when the First Amendment's being written, and she has to keep stopping herself, and she's like, no, but like, what if in the future, like, women are like allowed to speak?
Right. I fucking love Twitter sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, oh fuck Twitter, but most
the bottom
time
line
like,
is though, it. People don't get to be sorry after they're being caught without doing some work to prove that they're actually sorry. That's my take on it. I will accept your apology, but I need to actually believe that you're sorry. Otherwise, it's just Mitch McConnell.
Can I say something really fast? Like, and it's just like me just like trying to like wrap my head around this. So like,
I feel like this isn't gonna be fast though.
No, I mean, it will be like, I mean, the like, whole,
but historically,
I mean, but like, shut up so I can fucking talk and then it'll be faster. Jesus Christ. So like,
that's it for us this week, guys.
I hate my life. So like my whole thing right here is there was a Republican so-and-so, I can't remember, some guy with two first names that are like merged together. I can't
Paul
remember.
Ryan.
Who?
Paul Ryan?
No, some
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
No. Tim Allen. No. No, I can't remember who what the fuck it was. But anyway, so he was like, everything she said about QAnon da 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 was before she was elected or before she was actually like, in my mind, like how often do we look back at what politicians have done in their past? I was like, remember Stacey, you and I were talking, you were like, blah, blah, blah. I could totally like see myself as a first lady, but not as a, I was like, bitch, you could fucking do whatever you want right now. You could go run for Congress and I would vote for you in a heartbeat because at this point in time, you can do whatever you fucking want. That's what it feels like for the House of Reps. You can do whatever you want. You can fucking carry a gun around like Lauren butt plug, whatever her fucking name is.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah.
She's another one that I just can't stand.
That fucking plastics one you sent us.
Oh, so funny.
So good. So what's everyone obsessed with this week?
I have been exceptionally lazy this week, and every night my family gets together and we watch a movie. Sometimes we kick the kids out and we watch a grown-up movie, and sometimes we watch
family friendly,
but rated more R than like, you know, stuff I don't want my kids watching.
It's not MA.
Yeah, right. MA is probably like the line, but so I'm doing a quick go down. So Blue Rune on Netflix. R-U-I-N, Blue Rune, is really good. It's about a guy that goes back to his hometown to kill the guy that killed his parents because he just got out of jail. That one was a good one. I recommend it. We watched The Impossible, which is about a family that's on vacation and a tsunami hits and they have to find each other in a mess of a town. And it's so good and so edge of your seat.
Kidman. I'm sorry. Is that Ewan McGregor and Nicole Kidman?
No.
Wait, what was it called again?
Sorry.
The Impossible. Mud is Matthew McConaughey. He's kind of like a drifter living on an island, and these kids go out and they meet up with him. And it was a good like family friendly one to watch with my kids. It's not a comedy, but it was decent. Like if you have nothing else to do, that one's pretty good. The Vanished is a new one out on Netflix. It's about a family that goes on a road trip in their RV and their 5-6-year-old daughter goes missing. And so they kind of go crazy at the KOA and accuse everybody trying to figure out what happened to her. They go like, by all means, they're trying to find out what happened to her. So they kind of get themselves in some trouble trying to figure it out. That one was really good. Edge of your seat. Definitely recommend it. New one on Netflix. And then the two old ones we watched, actually three old ones. I Am Legend. Freaking love Will Smith.
I love that movie.
Such a good movie.
Pandemic, it hit home really well. These people, there's a virus out. And I Am Legend was, they found a cure for cancer. So they were giving everybody injections and it turned into a zombie apocalypse. And Will Smith, man, that one makes me cry too because of his dog.
The other one
that's old that we watched again because we love it is About Time. That's the time traveling one where the boy finds out that everybody in his family, all the males in his family, can go back in time. Rachel McAdams.
I'll watch her do anything.
What is it? Where's that one at? Where's that one at?
Netflix. Okay. I only have Amazon Prime, Hulu, and Netflix, so that's where I watch my movies. And then the other one was Into the Wild. My oldest just read the book for school, so we had to watch it with Emil Hirsch, Vince Vaughn, very young Vince Vaughn, and very young Kristen Stewart make appearances. Good movie, kind of shitty ending because, spoiler alert, if you haven't read the book, he dies in the end. But Into the Wild was a good one too. So those are
my movie recommendations. I want to ask a question before you we move on to some. How do you make the decision on what movies to watch?
Trailer. I watch movie trailers on Facebook and TikTok both. You can go on Facebook. It's like Movies Now and Trailers Now or Open Trailers, something like that. You can just sit there and watch movie trailers and it'll show you new and old movies. And then on TikTok too, there's like three guys that I follow that just do movie trailers.
Okay. So you watch these trailers and then like who makes the ultimate decision? Because it's like me and Gail sitting. Sitting on the couch and like it's Gail's like, well, you choose. And I'm like, well, I'd like to watch Lord of the Rings. And she's like, no.
Honestly, I have three lists. I have a list for me to watch by myself. I have a list of me to watch with Kai because they're not appropriate for kids, and then I have a list of movies that I can watch with the girls, like Into the Wild, because she just
Stacy's like organizational skills on stuff like this is like my comfort food. Like I hear it's so cathartic hear. Yeah.
Can I get that with some mac and cheese, baby?
So I watch the trailers on Facebook and on Netflix, and then I have my lists and I write down like the kid friendly ones and what they're on, because like I said, we only have Netflix, Hulu, and Prime Video, and if they're on Redbox or Fandango Now, we have to pay $2.99 for them. So I have a list of ones you have to pay for too. So those are like Friday night. We're all getting together.
You make some popcorn.
Yeah, those are extra special movie night movies.
I'm with you. Can I just
$3? I mean, I'm surprised you pry $3 out of Kai's fist, to be perfectly honest. Yeah.
Right. You just don't tell him, do you?
No, he doesn't know she pays for him.
Yeah. He knows. Because I have to turn it on in front of him. We have Roku, so I have to sit there and like log into Fandango now. But yeah, so those are my movie recommendations. And next week, it'll be my Audible recommendations because if I'm at night with the kids and Kai, we watch movies, but during the day when I have to do chores or they're at school or whatever, I listen to books and I've got like a list of really good books too. Oh,
sweet.
I actually watched, so we were trying to find like a family friendly TV show that we could watch after we finally get to turn Mickey off that will put Lincoln to sleep, but also won't like freak him out or whatever, but that he's kind of interested in. It's like this weird combination. So we actually started watching Supergirl and I had watched it before I moved back east, but I only got through like the first two seasons. So we started rewatching it. And I have to tell you, watching it now through a time that every day seems like so stressful and so chaotic and so just kind of like you're constantly feeling like you're just gonna like, there's something to be said about cheesy superhero TV shows that preach hope and love and kindness, and you know that the good guy is gonna win, and you know no matter how bad the situation is gonna be, those relationships that are built on friendship and love and trust are always gonna win out. Like most people think that my favorite superhero is Batman, and it started because someone bought me a Batman thing once and then it just became like a thing. My favorite superhero is actually Superman. So I mean, I like Batman. I'm not hating on him or whatever.
I thought it was Wonder Woman.
Well, I'm talking about in like traditional. Yeah, I love Wonder Woman. I love Black Widow. Like, no, Aquaman. Nah. Oh. But Superman, as far as all of the superheroes go, is my favorite. So watching Supergirl, all of the nods to like feminism that are in there, like every time they talk about the president, they say her. Every time they reference God, they say her. Like it's all of these kind of underlying, like really feminine positive themes that go throughout it. The most important relationship in the entire show is the sister relationship in it. It's not any love interest. Like, I don't know. I find it soothing to know that it's always just gonna be okay. And Supergirl's pretty hot too. So, I mean, like
an easy watch. I've seen a couple episodes of it.
It's like a super easy watch. Yeah. It's super family friendly. Lincoln loves it. He gets very excited about Supergirl being on, like very, very excited. And Lex enjoys it because it's not too heavy. And it's just, if you need something that's just like family friendly that you don't need to put like a lot of thought into, like there's no mystery. There's not anything like, oh, what's going to happen next? She's going to win. She always wins. That's the idea. It's almost cathartic to watch Supergirl for us right now. So I'm thoroughly enjoying
it. Sometimes you need that. You need
it's just a break. Yeah. It's a break and it makes you feel good. Like all of the heroic speeches that are given about, we have to believe in each other and humanity is better than this. Mm-hmm. And we have to like all of those little things that people roll their eyes about. I don't care. I like them. Yeah. Like they make me feel good. And that's sometimes that's just what I need.
Frasier.
Oh my God. Do not start talking about Frasier.
I don't have to think about The Office.
Do you remember that episode of 30 Rock though?
Which
when he's
one?
Like, happy birthday, Frasier.
Yes.
Aaron, what are you obsessed with this week?
I don't get to go.
You're last.
So I'm going to be honest. I do not have anything new that I'm
okay,
obsessed
Stacey,
with.
Okay, Stacey, what are you obsessed with?
Okay.
I'm just kidding, Aaron. Just kidding.
Bye. Sorry, guys.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, literally, it's no big deal. Like, I just have been, like, kind of in my own world and had a lot of shit go on that I've just been kind of like obsessing about and like nothing that I want to talk about. So I'm going to just pass it on to Stacey. There you
okay.
go, lady.
It's okay to not be okay. So today I'm realized I didn't wear it, but today is Wear Red Day. So if you have the means or the opportunity, make a donation to the American Heart Association. If you're on TikTok, big TikTok event that JT LaBorne's putting on. He is just like the most positive guy in the world. He's got these big, beautiful blue eyes. Him and his wife are so cute together. Hot. They're delightful. He's hot. He had open heart surgery close to the beginning of the pandemic. He had had surgery when he was younger and been told, like, you know, you need to see a cardiologist every year and you're going to have to get this fixed eventually. And he kind of went away from it, stopped getting it checked out. His wife finally convinced him and they were like, yeah, you need open heart surgery now. So he's doing this huge fundraiser for the American Heart Association today. He's been live on TikTok for, oh gosh, like, I don't know, like over an hour or something, but he's getting all these celebrities to go on. And
he's one of the most positive people I've ever seen.
Seriously, so positive. And like, he's absolutely delightful. So if you're able to go make a donation to the American Heart Association, heart things are something that's affected my family a lot. So that's something that would be great. There's also, just because we mentioned it, and I feel like people could
Bridgerton
use it right now. No, there's another guy I follow on TikTok and I forgot his name, but he's like this, like, I don't know if he's like Irish or he's British or what he is, but he just like makes these videos and he'll just be like, hey, you're doing the best you can today. I mean, it's like the most encouraging little videos and they're so delightful. But yeah. So, you know, if you can make a donation, make a donation. I think that'd be cool.
And don't forget, it's Black History Month.
Yeah.
Yes. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That's it for us. How's everyone's? I mean, I assume it's good.
It's delicious. Right. I don't know what happened. I lost you guys though.
You'll never lose us.
I love you. Stacey, how's your box treats?
They're super good. I'm digging them. I would definitely buy them again. I'd like to try the other flavors they had.
Do you prefer them in ball form or box form?
Oh, hey, y'all.
They're two different companies. There is Buzz Ball and Why Buzz am I Box. Not surprised? And they're two different companies.
Listen, can I ask you a question?
I prefer ball form, just saying.
Oh, hey, can I ask you a question? Seriously, in all honesty, do you know the freezer pops that you could get that are like alcoholic?
There's right? so many in my freezer.
Right. Like, so like, do you think that they taste funny?
I did not like them. I think it's not worth it unless you opened all of them and made a huge slushy.
Oh,
it's
now there's just an idea. Not... Yeah.
What do they call it?
If you made a huge slushy and added more vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mix them all and add more vodka and put it in the blender. Yeah. It might be good. But just for a popsicle, you'd have to eat like 50 of them to even get like an ounce.
Make it worth the calories.
I just feel like exactly the taste. I don't know what the taste is, but it's like got this weird taste to it. That
are we talking about the box, the ball, or the sticks?
The sticks.
Oh, okay.
I know it's shocking that I would know anything about a stick, but I will tell you that they taste like bullshit, which will not shock anybody.
That tracks though.
Yeah. They need, tracks, right? I feel like they're like a starter to a mixer.
Oh.
They're like a starter to alcohol.
They're just juice, dog.
Yeah.
It's and not even good juice.
Yeah. No.
It's like bad juice. It's not the fermented apple juice either. God.
Well, that's it for us this week, everyone. Have a good weekend. Make good choices.
Yeah, be a good human.
Listen to this whole podcast because it's
don't be a dick. Be a good human.
All the things.
Be kind to everybody.
Except like Marjorie.
Not like the dicks.
Yeah.
Don't be kind to dicks.
You know, if you need a list, we'll provide you with a list. If you
my new saying is don't be kind to dicks.
Nice.
No?
Nice.
Okay.
No, yeah, I mean, come on.
It's like kind of like the murder podcast really people that say like, don't be polite to creepers.
Right.
Fuck politeness.
Like that literally took fuck you guys like a second to like track. Like you were like,
in nice my mind, I literally just imagined you like slapping dicks.
Well,
no,
that's a possibility.
Away.
I heard this other podcast I listened to at the end of it, they tell you have the best day available to you, and I think that's like,
oh, I like that.
Yeah. Because not everyone has a good day available to them. Yeah. So have the best day available to you.
Yeah,
that's
what I go by that.
Never mind. There was one that I saw on fucking TikTok and I can't remember.
All right, goodbye.
Love you.
Thank you.